Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. So glad that you found the program, tuned into the program purposely. Some of you record the program. Others of you actually set your alarm to listen to the program. So glad that you tuned in. I want to talk to you about God's love. Get connected. I'll share with you Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. Get this. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. I have to admit it, I'm a Beatles fan, love to listen to the Beatles. I wasn't such a fan early on in my life, but now as I grow older, they produce so many beautiful songs. Back in 1964, I think it was the first time they had a number one hit song in the United States, and it was called, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And that's exactly what God was saying here. It was a hit song because everybody went gaga over that song because really that's what lovers do. You know, when you date somebody, married people, it's a gesture of love, gesture of getting connected. And that's exactly what God is telling us. God is telling us in Isaiah, I hold your right hand, I will help you. And how does God help us? In one of my other episodes, I talked about God's almighty power. He invests us with this great strength, this inner strength. But I think one of the greatest ways that God helps us is simply by us knowing that he's with us. That's the great promise in the Bible. I am with you. Remember what Jesus said? I am with you always until the end of time. He said that at the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew. We hear the name of Jesus. You will call him Emmanuel, a name that means God with us. The middle of the Gospel of Matthew, where two or three are gathered, there I am in your midst, I am with you. The end of the Gospel of Matthew, I am with you always until the end of the world. The way that God helps us is when we go through tribulations, and that's just it, we go through tribulations. He doesn't leave us in the middle of it. He doesn't leave us stuck in it. We go through. Even though I go through the valley of the shadow of darkness, I fear no evil because you are with me with your rod and your staff that give me comfort. And that fact that we are connected to God. I remember when I was getting LASIK surgery, this is probably 20 years ago, I got LASIK surgery and I was terrified. And as I'm laying there on the table, there was a nurse in the room. I don't even know who the nurse was. She didn't know me, I didn't know her. I said, would you hold my hand? I just wanted to be connected to somebody. And she did, and that helped me. And I'll tell you, when you know that God is with you, when you have a sense of God's love in your life, you are helped, and you can be courageous to face your trials and tribulations. You can be strong when you face your problems. You can deal with whatever you need to deal with, because if God is with you, it's all over but the shouting. That's exactly how Christianity was spread all throughout the world, because the apostles, the evangelists, the missionaries, they knew, just as I do, that God was with them. That God is with us. And I want you to know that holding your hand, and this is what God just said, I hold your hand, I grasp you by the hand. It's a gesture of love. If you've ever heard of Gary Chapman, he wrote a book called The Five Love Languages, and one of them is touch. That's why during the pandemic, people were isolated. They were lacking touch. It was such a hard time for so many people because they felt like they weren't connected. They were isolated. And touch is so very important. Touch, being connected. I want you to know that God's love, God's presence will help you. You have power. God hasn't abandoned you. He's right there with you. And he grasps us by the hand. I remember the story in Mark chapter 8. Jesus went to heal a blind man, and he does something interesting. He took the blind man out of the city, and it says that they walked together, and Jesus held his hand. That's Mark chapter 8. And then he took him out of the city, and then he healed his blindness. But I love that scene. Imagine walking with the Son of God, holding your hand. And the blind man didn't know where he was going, but Jesus was leading him and guiding him, holding his hand, being connected to him. That was the miracle itself, never mind being able to see. I want you to understand that right now, I believe as you're watching this program, you may not feel it, but God is holding your hand. He's going to take you through. He's going to bring you to the other side. You are connected. He loves you as his very own. And that's the thing about God's love. You must understand that God is love. That's right from the Bible. Love isn't just something God does like we do. God is love. Put an equal sign, God equal love. They go together. This is who God is. It's his character. And you must believe in God's love. I talked about faith in one of the other episodes, and if you want to become the best that you can be, and this series is all about being your best, you must have faith, faith in God. And faith begins by believing that God exists, but it continues by believing that God is love, that God cares. Then it continues with God is at work in your life. God is love, and he demonstrates it in so many different ways. One of the ways, of course, the cross of Jesus, for God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son. So many people are talking about, how do you know that God loves you? Well, what I tell people is, first of all, believe. You got to believe, and that opens the door for you to receive. But also, you have to become aware, more aware of God's love, because God's love is all around us. You just have to notice it. It's kind of like if you've ever seen these athletic contests, like a football game. I saw a football player get knocked out one time, and he's lying there on the ground, and they went over, and they broke open some smelling salts, and they gave it to him, and he all of a sudden starts to wake up. Too many people in life have Somanex, not smelling salts. And they're jaded to the presence and to the love of God. They don't see how God is providing, how God is taking care of you. Every heartbeat, every breath, every moment of your life is a gift of love from God to you and me. And what we need is some smelling salts to make us awaken to God's love. In the scriptures, it's interesting, in the Psalms, it talks about God's mercy, and then it says, it uses a word called selah, S-E-L-A-H, and it means pause and think about that. And in our life, we need to selah, pause and think about that. We all know Jesus loves us, this we know, for the Bible tells me so. We all know all that. But I mean, pause and think about that. The way that you can experience God's love is by becoming aware and noticing and reflecting and contemplating. Just like that, the people in the confessional, I tell you, go outside and take a walk, feel the warmth of the sun. Spend a little time reflecting on God's love. Leave the rest, lay your burdens down, move forward. It was Paul that wrote in Ephesians, he said, I want you to know the height and the depth and the breadth and the length and to experience God's love. And that's just it. Many people know, yeah, God has love, but they don't experience it. Actually, you must understand, you are experiencing it. You probably just aren't aware of it. It's like these two fish, they're swimming in the ocean. One fish looks at the other fish and he goes, hey, by the way, where's the ocean? The other fish looks at him, the ocean? It's what you're swimming in. People are thinking, where's God's love? It's what you're swimming in. Paul the Apostle said, in God we live and move and have our being. That's right from the Acts of the Apostles. You're swimming in God's love. It's just a matter of becoming aware and having an awakening to God's love. Jesus constantly in the Gospels is always saying, be awake, be aware, wake up, get that smelling. I'm kind of like smelling salts here today, trying to get you to wake up to God's love, because God's love is everywhere. It's just a matter of getting in touch with it. God loves priests and popes and prisoners and prostitutes equally. But in most cases, it's the religious people who receive his love. The love is there. It's unconditional. It's ardent. It's fervent. It's passionate. But religious people believe and they receive. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to believe. That's right from the scriptures. Believe in the love God has for you. And be aware. Wake up. Let me talk a little bit about that. Being aware of God's love, because sometimes we just are jaded and we don't sense it. I heard about a novice who came up to his spiritual master and he had a question, very profound question. He said, what can I do to attain God? And the master said, what can you do to make the sun rise? He was exasperated. The novice said, then why do you teach us anything at all? And the master said, so you'll be awake when the sun rises. And that's just it. The sun is always rising, but most of us don't notice it. We're either asleep or not aware of it. And the spiritual life is all about really becoming awake. I wrote a book called You Are Loved. And the book has a dual purpose. Number one, I want you to know that you are loved individually, just as you are. And then the book is all about you experiencing this love. I read this book after I wrote it, a couple years after I wrote it. It's only been in existence about 4 years, 3 or 4 years. But I read it a couple years after I wrote it. And what it did is it awakened me again to God's love. And I started preaching about it even more because people need to hear this. Oftentimes we fall asleep and we want to experience God's love, but we don't know how. Well, let me help you with that. As I said, God grasps us by the right hand, and that means that he's with us, he's connected, he's not far from us. That's all over the place in the scripture. For example, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 139, and it talks about how when we sit or when we stand, God knows it altogether. Even before a word is on our lips, God knows what it's going to be. You don't even know the next word that you're going to speak, but God does. That's how close God is to us. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Abide in me. Get connected to me. Remain in me, and you will bear much fruit. I went to an Amy Grant concert one time. Amy Grant's one of my favorite singers. And she has a song based on Psalm 139, and it's called Everywhere I Go. And it's kind of a slow song, and, you know, everywhere I go, God is there. And I remember everybody at the concert, we all went like this, everywhere I go, God is with me. Everywhere I go, God helps me. And we imagine thousands of people doing that. And that's the sense that I want you to get right now. Everywhere you go, whatever you do, whatever predicament you're in, whatever blessing you have, God is there and he's holding your hand. I want you to be aware of that and awaken to it. Centuries ago, a Catholic brother called Brother Lawrence, he wrote a book called Practicing the Presence of God. And the whole core of that book all had to do with God is present as we journey through our day, but oftentimes we don't know it. Brother Lawrence conversed with God and he stayed connected. He consented to God's presence to be aware. And I think that book is a spiritual classic. It can teach us exactly what we need to be doing, and that's to practice God's presence. God is everywhere we go, but we're not always with God because we're so distracted by iPhones, by the internet, by the television set, by the problems we're having, by the things we're going through. And I understand that. It's part and parcel of being human. But my point is that oftentimes we're not connected. God is always there, ready to be connected. And I sense him right now as I'm proclaiming this to you. But it's a matter of us being connected to God. Whatever you're doing, I'm hoping, in whatever season you are in the midst of right now, I am hoping this program will help you to connect, to literally reach out your hand to God, and God will grasp it. And that's the thing. We don't always feel it. People always say, I want to feel God. Well, that's what faith's all about. We walk by faith and not by sight. I talked about that in another episode. And what I mean by sight is we walk by faith and not by feelings all the time. As a spiritual director, people say, well, I don't feel God. I feel like I'm in a desert. Well, there are those seasons that we all go through. Doesn't necessarily mean that God isn't there. You've all heard that parable about the footprints. The man has a dream, and he dreams that there were two sets of footprints, and he runs into trouble, and there's only one set of footprints, and then the Lord appears to him and said, I don't understand. When I was going through good times, you were there beside me, but when I was going through hard times, it was, you left me. And the Lord said, no, you misunderstood the whole thing. When you were going through the hard time, I was carrying you. And that's the thing. You can't just go by feelings. As a preacher, I can't just go by feelings. Sometimes I don't feel like anything's happening. I feel like I'm bombing, and that's when people are being touched. You can't just go by feelings in your life. We walk by faith and not by sight. But I understand. I'm Italian. I like to feel too. I love to feel God's love because it's so comforting. In God we live and move and have our being. But it's a matter of heightening our awareness. And we have a practice, much like Brother Lawrence, in the monastery, where wherever we eat, whenever we eat as a community, right at the end of the meal, we tap on a glass or knock or something, and we stop, and we say, presence of God. And all of a sudden, we sila. We pause and think about that. And then we pray, may the passion of Jesus Christ be always in our hearts. And then we get up and clean the dishes. But that can be done not just in a monastery, that can be done throughout your life. You just simply pause wherever you are, maybe at your computer, or before you're about to go for a drive, or when you're working on a project, or when you're about to go on a trip. You pause and think and invite God into it. Maybe extend your hand and let God grab your hand. It's so beautiful not to walk through your life alone, but to realize that God is with you. And at times you will feel it. There's nothing so beautiful as feeling the presence of God. I remember the story of St. Augustine. St. Augustine of Hippo lived years ago. I believe it was in the 400s, 300s, way back a long time ago. St. Augustine wasn't always a saint. He was a rabble-rouser, dabbled in Eastern religions, had a child out of wedlock. He was lost. But he had this hunger and desire to know truth. And one time he heard a preacher, it was St. Ambrose, preaching the gospel, and it struck his heart. He gave his life to Christ, and things began to change. He began to notice God's presence in his life in a very powerful way. And he changed. He became a priest, became a bishop, and he became a doctor of the church. Very few people in the Catholic Church are canonized, if you want to use that word, as doctors of the church. And St. Augustine was. Well, he wrote some prose that I wanted to share with you because it talks about God's love. He said to God, late have I loved you. Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within, but I was plunged in the world. You were with me, but I wasn't with you. Then you called, you shouted, you broke through my deafness. You shone. You blazed. You banished my blindness. You lavished your fragrance upon me. I gasp and now I pant for you. And then later on he wrote, I fear Jesus will pass by me unnoticed. And that's the cry of everybody's heart, that we would come to see Jesus and hear Jesus and know his love in a deep personal way and not let him pass by unnoticed. Remember the blind beggar, Bartimaeus, sitting by the side of the road? He's blind, but in some ways he could see more than the people because he heard. And when you're blind, you can hear very well because your senses are sharpened. He hears that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and he knew it was his moment. And he cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And they tried to make him be quiet. And he shouted all the louder, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And Jesus stopped. And they called the blind man over. And Jesus brought him healing. And he was able to see. But the whole point of the story is, then he followed Jesus on the road. That's the point of the story, that he became a disciple. He walked with Jesus. And in many ways, we're blind and we're deaf and we're not in touch and we don't feel God and we need to become more and more aware. To me, that's the crux of the spiritual life, becoming more and more aware of God. And then as you do, it can be so beautiful because you can have a love relationship. Christianity is a religion, and it's a ritual. But more than anything, those are symbols of something that should bring us deeper. It should bring us into relationship, something real, something profound. Since God loves us so deeply, if we reciprocate to some degree, there ought to be something real and personal. I call it a personal relationship with God. And everybody has a different one depending on who you are. The Song of Songs is a beautiful book in the Bible, and it talks about love is stronger than death. And then it says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved's is mine. I really believe that Christianity ought to be a sacred romance. I'm a religious. I didn't become a religious because I wanted to be militaristic. It's because I wanted to pause and think about that, not just for a moment, with my whole life, to contemplate the love of God that has changed my life. And I want to love God. That was Jesus' prime commandment, that you love God with all your heart and mind, soul and strength. Some people don't even believe God exists, and you can be having a love relationship with God, the God who's going to raise you from the dead and bring you to heaven forever. That is so beautiful. A love relationship with God. I recall years ago when I was dating, there was this one girl, I sat in the car in the front seat with her, and all we did is we looked into each other's eyes for like 2 minutes straight without even blinking. I looked into her soul and she looked into my soul. And at that moment, we were falling in love with each other. And in the Catholic Catechism, it talks about what prayer is. And it says that I look at God and God looks at me. That's the essence of prayer. And you fall in love. There was a Jesuit priest whose name was Pedro Arrupe. And he wrote about God's love. He lived in the early 1900s. He passed away in 1991. And it's a very famous prose about God's love. This is what he said. He said, nothing is more practical than finding God, falling in love in an absolute final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you will read, and how you will live. And then he says, fall in love, stay in love, it will decide everything. Wow. Fall in love with God, stay in love with God, it will decide everything. The Beatles sang that song, and they sang lots of love songs, but they sang that song about, I want to hold your hand. And that's exactly what God is saying to you and me today. I want to hold your hand, right from the Bible. He wants to display his love for us and tell us that he's with us. He hasn't abandoned us. Now, we got to do our part and reciprocate and get connected. Be aware. Believe in the love that God has for you, and you will see that Christianity isn't just a religion. It's a sacred romance, a love relationship, and I want that for you. Don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.